It's late December. For those who celebrate Christmas, the celebrations have already begun. It's become a tradition that one of the first things people do for Christmas is to put up your Christmas tree. But you may be surprised to learn that Christmas trees are nowhere to be found in the biblical Christmas story. Nor is there any obvious borrowing from another religious practice. So just where did the Christmas tree come from? And no, we don't mean just the tree farm. Well, here to help us get to the bottom of this mystery is Dr. James Lancaster, lecturer in Western religious traditions at the University of Queensland. Dr. Lancaster, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
No worries. I guess to get started with, if not for the nativity or older pagan gods or even the old story about Martin Luther being, you know, amazed by the splendor of snow on a tree, where did the use of Christmas trees actually originate?
Well, Christmas trees are actually a relatively recent invention. They go back as far as the 16th century in Strasbourg, where German citizens would bring trees into their homes as part of an elaborate judgment ritual for their children. So essentially what would happen is that the parents would leave lollies or bonbons under the tree if their children had been good. But if when the children entered the room, there were no lollies under the tree, that was a sign of what was to come in hell in the afterlife.
So, whoa.
That's right. So it was a much more serious thing. You know, you might get a lump of coal nowadays, but back then it was meant as a stark warning to make children understand that they needed to be good if they wanted to go to heaven afterwards.
Oh, wow. Yes, that is a bit of a dark origin for the Christmas tree, a bit of a morality tale at the end of the year for the kids, perhaps.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it doesn't really go any further back than that. Before then, you know, I think a lot of people might think that the Christmas tree is related in some way to Jesus Christ, but in fact, it's not really at all. In fact, most of our kind of Christmas accoutrements are very much derived either from kind of pagan practices or simply secular. You know, the Bible, of course, lists many trees, the tree of good and evil, the tree of life. Trees are mentioned numerous times, but a Christmas tree is not one of them. And in fact, the Christmas tree with which we're familiar today doesn't really appear until about the 1840s, 1850s.
Wow, this is fascinating. Now, I know in a lot of traditional German fairy tales, in order to make them, I guess, as they've gone around the world, they're softened a little bit from the kind of the more dark original, you know, stories. So how was the Christmas tree, I guess, story softened for this international audience, I guess?
Yeah, well, largely in two ways. In Britain, the Christmas tree became popular when it was introduced by merchants in Manchester, as well as George III and William IV. But it was Queen Victoria and Prince Albert who really made the tradition kind of a very widespread one in Britain, at least, when they erected a Christmas tree at Windsor Castle in 1840. So this particular scene was immortalized in the London News in 1848, when an engraving was printed and basically showed the royal family, Victoria and Albert and their children, around a decorated tree with what looks to be food underneath it. So By the middle of the 19th century, the kind of judgment element had largely disappeared, and it was more about a kind of family-friendly event.
Oh, wow. Now, you've written in an article for The Conversation that this Christmas tradition moved to the United States before it went mainstream in its native Germany. You know, what caused that to happen?
Yeah, it's quite funny, actually. Although, you know, going back to the late 16th century, people in Strasbourg enjoyed the Christmas tree, it wasn't actually until the 1770s when the tree was mentioned by the German romantic novelist Goethe in a book called shores of Young Firth in 1774 that Germans started to more widely adopt the Christmas tree. But funny enough, it was Americans who really created the modern Christmas tree as we know it, because though German immigrants brought the practice to the U.S., particularly to the kind of New York, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia region, it wasn't until America kind of popularized it on a more global scale, even that Germans started to really pick up the tradition.
Right. And I'd like to ask as well about the tradition of this kind of massive gift giving. How did that kind of evolve, the idea of putting presents under the tree, if that wasn't really the traditional use for the tree?
Yeah, well, that is very much an American innovation. So interestingly, the presents would have replaced food and possibly lollies under the tree. But the presents really served the purpose of keeping children indoors during the holiday season.
Right.
Because Christmas prior to the 19th century was actually a kind of carnival. So people would go out and they would get drunk and they would overeat. They still do those today.
Yeah.
But they do it in a very public fashion. So they'd be out on the street basically reveling and partying and causing damage and even engaging in kind of lewd sexual behavior. And so middle-class American parents by kind of 1830s, 1840s had got sick of this behavior of letting their children out to get into trouble. And so they thought, well, these Germans have a nice tradition of bringing a tree from the outside indoors. So let's also bring, you know, a tree indoors. And hopefully by doing that, we'll keep the kids side. And of course, the tree is one thing, but what's even better was the bribe of getting a gift wrapped present under the tree, because that really will keep your kids out of trouble, at least for a very short period of time.
Well, that is very, very clever. And I kind of want to go enjoy these old school Christmas parties. They sound really fun. James, we're just about out of time. The last question I'd like to ask is, why is the actual history of the Christmas trees obscured when the real story about them is, by all accounts, extremely fascinating?
Yeah, well, I think in some ways this kind of comes down to the tradition that was invented in America, and that actually relates to your last question about the kind of innovation of gifts. And that's that book publishers who were starting to market and sell books for children in the 19th century realized that if they included Christmas trees in their stories for children, then the Christmas tree would effectively become a kind of place under which they could sell their books. So parents would read children these books about other children receiving gifts underneath the tree, and of course the children would then demand a tree, and the parents would then have to buy the books as gift to put it under. And so the book publishers themselves, these kind of savvy American businessmen, basically presented gift giving as a kind of ancient Christian tradition that went back to the Magi. And
wow.
So parents were led to believe that, you know, by wrapping these books and toys and leaving them under the tree, they were somehow partaking in this ancient, near biblical tradition, when in fact it was very much a modern thing.
Oh, well, that's absolutely brilliant advertising. You've got to give it to them. That is very clever.
Yeah, well, the tree is very much tied to a kind of consumerist economy. And I think, you know, the success of the Christmas tree today, its continued success, is largely dependent upon the idea of selling, you know, gifts, selling goods to people at this time of the year.
Oh, brilliant. Dr. James Lancaster, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks so much for dropping by to tell us all about the history of the Christmas tree.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. That was Dr. James Lancaster, lecturer in studies in Western religious traditions at the University of Queensland, discussing the history and the legends surrounding the Christmas tree.